Mayor Joey Spellberg, welcome to the studio.
Yeah, great to be here.
Yeah, nice to have you here.
Yep.
We were just talking about the unclaimed property report. It came out Sunday in the World Herald. You can always check it online, but it's a good reminder to Dodge County residents to check to see if your name's in there. I saw some names in there. I could mention people on the air, but I'm not going to.
Yeah.
But you definitely want to check to see if your name's
really
in there.
It's really easy, too. If you go online and just search your name or your business, you can see if you have unclaimed property, and the form is very easy. And, you know, you'd be surprised. It's either could be hundreds to thousands of dollars, just, based on what they have on record. So, great to see this list. But, go do that. It's worth your time to do that. So
sometimes I wonder if people think that they're trying to catch you by doing that. No, this is a good thing.
This is a good thing. That's the job of the state treasurers to go through those, keep a list, and they want to get that money back to you.
So. Yeah, definitely. All right, to regular business here, regular city council meeting set for tonight. 7 o'clock start, 400 East Military. Anything in particular you're going to mention in the mayor's comments tonight?
Yeah, I'd just like to mention, we're coming up on the 5-year anniversary of the floods, and we're having an event out on Friday. The United Way is doing an event at Milady from 4 to 6, and so just encourage folks to come out there, and as we kind of go through 5-year anniversary, it's kind of hard to believe that we're there. So just, I was going to mention that event, and if you can make it, it'd be great to have you. So
yeah, I've heard the Christy Fiala was talking about the video, and she said it's really good, and the people who are going to tell some stories do an outstanding job. So should be a good program. Yeah. Should be plenty of room, I would think. It's bigger than you think.
Yes,
that's for sure. Yep. First thing off the bat after mayor's comments is appointments and a motion to confirm appointment of police officers per your recommendation.
Yeah, I'm very excited to bring four police officers for appointment to this city council meeting. So we'll have Christopher Williamson from Bennington, and Nicholas Hawthorne from Wayne, Tyson McFarland from Lincoln, and Noah Miranda from Elkhorn. So two of those, Christopher and Nicholas, are certified officers. They'll come in and be able to get on the streets right away, and then Tyson and Noah will have to go through the academy. But this will bring us up to 38 out of 40 positions filled within the police department. So I just appreciate all the work that the city's done to attract, recruit, and hire these new officers, and we will welcome them and appoint them to the city tonight. So
good deal. Public hearings. Item 3 is resolution 2024-58, is expansion of a pre-existing conditional use permit to co-locate antennas and add ground equipment on property located at 2615 North Broad Street.
Yeah, so this is an expansion of a cell tower. Needs to be in compliance with the Federal Communications Commission guidelines. The Planning Commission approved this 7-0. And so we'll get that approved tonight.
Looks like you have about 12 items on the consent agenda. Item 8 is a resolution 2024-55 approving the request of 505 Brewing Company to close and use a portion of 4th Street and approve a special designated license.
This will be for Saturday, May 4th. They're doing a outdoor music and games event from noon to 10. Then again, this would close portions of 4th Street.
Okay. Item 9 is resolution 2024-56, authorizing staff to sign the Shepherd's Business Interiors terms and conditions and quote and issue payment for 50% of a product order for the second floor conference room and lobby furniture.
Yeah, so we have been making lots of improvements to our municipal building. We've added the elevator a few years ago, and we're again renovating the building to get it up to standard and ADA compliance. And so this is a budgeted item to replace some furniture on the second floor. So,
all right. Item 10 is one of those seasonal items. Item 2024-57, authorizing Thursday night markets to use a portion of the city's parking lot at the northeast corner of North Park and Military Avenue.
So we're coming up on summer events. We're getting those things approved here. This would be the farmer's market. This would be July 18th through October 3rd on Thursday night. They will have 6 to 10 vendors. Again, this is the parking lot at the northeast corner of North Park and Military Avenues, right next to the old our police station building. So,
yeah. Item 11 is a motion authorizing a special designated license local recommendation form for The rodeo for John C. Fremont Days. Barry Ricker already thinking about that stuff.
I know, already. John C. Fremont Days, July 12th through 14th. The theme is looking back and moving forward. So,
all right, item 12 is Resolution 2024-59, authorizes you, the mayor, to sign the service support contract with Albireo Energy for a five-year term for annual amounts that are listed in the agreement or in the paperwork for tonight's meeting.
Yeah, correct. So we have a service agreement for our HVAC system for the municipal building. So this is a service contract for the next 5 years to maintain that system. So,
item 13 is Resolution 2024-60, authorizing you, the mayor, to sign the three-core inter-local agreement.
Yeah, so this is a pretty neat agreement. That's an interlocal with other agencies to combat drugs and violent crime in our area. So the agencies include the Fremont Police Department, the Dodge County Sheriff's Office, Blair Police, Cumming County Sheriff's Office, Washington County Sheriff's Office, Saunders County Sheriff's, and the Wahoo Police Department. And this will generate just over $168,000 in match money for this task force. Again, all with the goal to combat drugs and violent crime in our communities.
Yeah, that's you need that cooperation to make that happen, don't you?
Absolutely. You know, we're just not big enough, our departments, to have, you know, we're not Omaha and Lincoln, so we have to come together to be able to, you know, pool our resources to do that. So,
item 14 is Resolution 2024-62, authorizing you, the mayor, to sign the ADA policy statement in Title VI non-discrimination assurances and a requirement of a grant funding program.
Yeah, so we received the Transportation Alternative Program grant. This is for the new Fever Trail going west of town. To receive that grant, we have to have this ADA policy statement to comply with the grant. So that's what this is in regards to.
Good deal. A couple of items on unfinished business, and they kind of, this one goes together. Items 15 and 16, Ordinance 5670 repeals the electric rate Ordinance 5620 and the electric rate rider for the Fremont Community Solar Farm Ordinance. Then 16 is a new resolution authorizing an update to the policy and guidelines for net metering to a customer generator.
Yeah, so we have a small solar farm here in Fremont, just under 2 megawatts. Our whole community can be up to 120, so it's small. But it allowed customers to kind of buy into those solar panels. This is basically changing that ordinance for new customers moving forward to be more in line with the real-time electrical pricing that is going on. So this is, again, just affecting any new customers, basically. Into
okay.
That
program. Is it higher? Did they get more money back or less? Or
basically, you know? I think it was more of a fixed price before. This is more of a, what is the real-time cost of power at the moment? And so it's just kind of changing that. Kind of way it's
the formula. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. New business, two items. First is to receive and file the Fremont Fire Department's annual report.
So yeah, we'll have our annual report tonight from the fire department. Just to give some brief statistics, we had 3,927 emergencies this in 2023. 3,592 were medical and 335 fire. So they saw a 2.58% increase in the emergency calls. Just to give an idea, the average patient age of those EMS calls were just over 61 years old. And we also, with the 335 fire-related emergencies, we had 42 that were extinguishable fires. And so we also formed the Dodge County Mutual Finance Organization. It's a cooperation. It's an agreement with other rural fire districts in Dodge County. And basically that will provide funding to our department. And so that was also formed in 2023. So you saw a 2.58% increase in calls. We formed the Dodge County Mutual Finance Organization again, and then You know, I know we just had a fire over the weekend. Mm-hmm. You know, appreciate all the work Chief Burnt does and our fire department to respond to the emergencies in our community. So,
when I saw the average age there, I thought that was the firefighter's average age, and I was going to say we need, but oh. now the firefighters are going to say, "Oh, Chris, no, we're not that old." No. Item 18, the final item for tonight's meeting, is Resolution 2024-63, authorizing you, the mayor, to execute a facilities agreement with Nebraska Public Power to replace a transformer at NPPD's Fremont substation.
So we are working on with OPPD. We have tie lines that come into the community that help with reliability. This is Substation D. This is on North Summers. We are replacing a transformer that has been outdated that will bring a lot of reliability to the community and also help us as we grow. So this is basically an agreement with MPPD. We also have an OPPD agreement to do that. So that will really help our reliability in the area. So.
Good. Do you have more OPPD agreements than NPPD?
Yeah, we do. We do have many agreements with OPPD. We are kind of sandwiched in between NPPD and OPPD. So, but we do act as our own utility. We own our own electric, water, sewer, and gas systems here in the community, which is a big advantage, especially as folks are looking to move here, companies, they want to work with one utility. And so it also helps with reliability and bringing the rates down for our customers. And so it really is an advantage to kind of take it for granted, the cost and reliability that we have here from our utility. So, Jeff Shanahan's our utility general manager and is working really hard to, set up our utility for the future as we mm-hmm. look at our future needs when it comes from the electrical and water and wastewater. You can't grow in your community unless you have that set up.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And OPPD is also a partner as we look to the future too. So that's a very important part of what we do in the city.
All right. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, the meeting starts at 7 o'clock tonight, and you can see that in person at 400 East Military, or you can join via YouTube, right?
Yes, you can.
Yeah,
yes,
just put in City of Fremont, and you should be able to watch it right there. Thank you. I appreciate it, Mayor.
Thank you.